The Art of Negotiation, How to Improvise Agreement in a Chaotic World. By Michael Wheeler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Negotiation, How to Improvise Agreement in a Chaotic World by Michael Wheeler is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to successfully negotiate in any situation. The book is divided into three parts. The first part focuses on the fundamentals of negotiation, including the importance of understanding the other party's interests, the power of persuasion, and the importance of creating a win-win situation. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation, such as how to prepare for a negotiation, how to handle difficult conversations, and how to use tactics to gain an advantage. The third part focuses on the art of improvisation, which is the ability to think on your feet and adjust your strategy in the moment. The book also includes case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. The Art of Negotiation is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills. It provides readers with the knowledge and tools needed to successfully negotiate in any situation. The book is written in an accessible and engaging style, making it easy to understand and apply the concepts discussed. It is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a better negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the other side. It is important to understand the other side's interests, needs, and objectives in order to effectively negotiate. Knowing the other side's interests and objectives will help you craft a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 2. Prepare for negotiations. Preparation is key to successful negotiations. Research the other side, understand their interests, and develop a strategy for the negotiation. Main idea number 3. Establish a positive relationship. Establishing a positive relationship with the other side is essential for successful negotiations. Building trust and rapport will help create an atmosphere of cooperation and collaboration. Main idea number 4. Set the tone. Setting the tone of the negotiation is important. Establishing a positive, cooperative atmosphere will help create an environment of trust and collaboration. Main idea number 5. Listen and ask questions. Listening and asking questions is essential for successful negotiations. Listening to the other side and asking questions will help you understand their interests and objectives. Main idea number 6. Make proposals. Making proposals is an important part of negotiations. Proposals should be tailored to the interests of the other side and should be mutually beneficial. Main idea number 7. Make concessions. Making concessions is an important part of negotiations. Concessions should be tailored to the interests of the other side and should be mutually beneficial. Main idea number 8. Use creative problem solving. Creative problem solving is an important part of negotiations. Using creative problem solving techniques can help you find solutions that are mutually beneficial. Main idea number 9. Use power strategically. Power is an important part of negotiations. Using power strategically can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 10. Use deadlines strategically. Deadlines are an important part of negotiations. Using deadlines strategically can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 11. Use leverage strategically. Leverage is an important part of negotiations. Using leverage strategically can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 12. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation tactics can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 13. Use negotiation styles. Negotiation styles are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation styles can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 14. Use negotiation processes. Negotiation processes are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation processes can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 15. Use negotiation techniques. Negotiation techniques are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation techniques can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 16. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation strategies can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 17. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation tactics can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 18. Use negotiation tools. Negotiation tools are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation tools can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 19. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation tactics can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 20. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. Using negotiation tactics can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the other side is essential to successful negotiation. It is important to take the time to research the other party's interests, needs, and objectives before entering into negotiations. This will help you to craft an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Knowing the other side's interests and objectives will also help you to anticipate their reactions and prepare for potential obstacles. By understanding the other side's interests and objectives, you can create a negotiation strategy that is tailored to their needs and interests. This will help you to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties and will ensure that the negotiation process is successful. In addition to understanding the other side's interests and objectives, it is also important to understand their perspective. Taking the time to understand the other side's point of view will help you to craft an agreement that is acceptable to both parties. It is important to remember that negotiation is a two-way process and that both parties must be willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement. By understanding the other side's perspective, you can create an agreement that is beneficial to both parties and that is acceptable to both sides. Main idea number 2. Preparing for negotiations is essential to achieving a successful outcome. Before entering into negotiations, it is important to research the other side and understand their interests. This will help you develop a strategy for the negotiation that takes into account their needs and objectives. Additionally, it is important to consider the context of the negotiation and the potential outcomes. This will help you to anticipate the other side's reactions and plan accordingly. Once you have a strategy in place, it is important to practice and rehearse the negotiation. This will help you to be more confident and prepared when the time comes to enter into negotiations. Finally, it is important to remain flexible and open to compromise. Negotiations are often unpredictable, and it is important to be able to adjust your strategy as needed. By preparing for negotiations, you will be better equipped to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 3. Establishing a positive relationship with the other side is essential for successful negotiations. Building trust and rapport is key to creating an atmosphere of cooperation and collaboration. This means taking the time to get to know the other side, understanding their interests and concerns, and showing respect for their position. It also means being open and honest about your own interests and concerns. When both sides are willing to listen to each other and work together, it can lead to a successful outcome. In order to build a positive relationship, it is important to be patient and flexible. Negotiations can be a long and complex process, and it is important to be willing to compromise and make concessions. It is also important to be willing to take risks and try new approaches. By being open to different ideas and solutions, both sides can come to an agreement that is beneficial for everyone. Finally, it is important to remember that negotiations are a two-way street. Both sides should be willing to give and take in order to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. By establishing a positive relationship, both sides can work together to find a solution that works for everyone. Main idea number 4. Setting the tone of a negotiation is essential for creating an atmosphere of trust and collaboration. It is important to establish a positive, cooperative environment from the start. This will help ensure that both parties are open to compromise and willing to work together to reach an agreement. It is also important to be respectful and understanding of the other party's needs and interests. By doing so, both parties can feel comfortable expressing their opinions and working together to find a mutually beneficial solution. In addition to creating a positive atmosphere, it is important to be clear and direct in your communication. Make sure to explain your position and interests in a straightforward manner. This will help ensure that both parties understand each other's needs and can work together to find a solution. It is also important to be open to compromise and to listen to the other party's perspective. By doing so, both parties can come to an agreement that is beneficial for both sides. Main idea number 5. Listening and asking questions is essential for successful negotiations. By listening to the other side and asking questions, you can gain a better understanding of their interests and objectives. This will help you to identify areas of agreement and disagreement, and to develop strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Asking questions also helps to build trust and rapport, which can be essential for successful negotiations. Additionally, it can help to uncover hidden interests and objectives that may not have been initially discussed. When asking questions, it is important to be open-minded and non-judgmental. This will help to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can be essential for successful negotiations. Additionally, it is important to be patient and to allow the other side to fully explain their position. This will help to ensure that all interests and objectives are taken into account. Finally, it is important to be prepared to answer questions as well. This will help to ensure that all parties involved have a clear understanding of the situation and can work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 6. Making proposals is an essential part of negotiations. It is important to take the time to craft a proposal that is tailored to the interests of the other side and that is mutually beneficial. Proposals should be clear and concise, and should include all the necessary details. They should also be realistic and achievable, and should be backed up with evidence and data. It is also important to consider the other side's interests and to be flexible in order to reach an agreement. Finally, it is important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach a successful outcome. When making proposals, it is important to be aware of the other side's interests and to be prepared to make concessions. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make adjustments to the proposal in order to reach an agreement. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the other side's needs and to be willing to make changes to the proposal in order to meet those needs. Finally, it is important to be patient and to be willing to listen to the other side's concerns and to make changes to the proposal in order to address those concerns. Main idea number 7. Making concessions is an essential part of negotiations. It is important to understand the interests of the other side and to make concessions that are mutually beneficial. Concessions should be tailored to the interests of the other side and should be seen as a win-win situation. This means that both parties should benefit from the concessions made. It is also important to remember that concessions should not be seen as a sign of weakness, but rather as a way to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Concessions should be made in a way that is respectful and that shows that both parties are willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement. When making concessions, it is important to be flexible and to be willing to adjust the terms of the agreement if necessary. It is also important to be aware of the other side's interests and to make concessions that are beneficial to both parties. It is also important to be aware of the other side's limitations and to make concessions that are realistic and achievable. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other side's timeline and to make concessions that are within the timeframe of the negotiation. Making concessions is an important part of negotiations and can be a powerful tool for reaching a mutually beneficial agreement. It is important to understand the interests of the other side and to make concessions that are tailored to those interests. It is also important to be flexible and to be willing to adjust the terms of the agreement if necessary. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other side's timeline and to make concessions that are within the timeframe of the negotiation. Main idea number 8. Creative problem solving is an essential part of successful negotiations. It involves looking at a problem from different angles and coming up with creative solutions that are beneficial to both parties. Creative problem solving can help you find solutions that are more creative and innovative than traditional approaches. It can also help you come up with solutions that are more likely to be accepted by both parties. When using creative problem solving, it is important to think outside the box and come up with solutions that are creative and unique. It is also important to consider the interests of both parties and come up with solutions that are mutually beneficial. Additionally, it is important to be open to different ideas and perspectives and to be willing to compromise. By using creative problem-solving techniques, you can find solutions that are more likely to be accepted by both parties. Creative problem-solving can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help you come up with solutions that are more creative and innovative than traditional approaches. Additionally, it can help you find solutions that are mutually beneficial and more likely to be accepted by both parties. By using creative problem-solving techniques, you can find solutions that are more likely to be accepted by both parties and help you reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 9. Power is an important tool in negotiations. It can be used to influence the other side and to help you achieve your objectives. However, it is important to use power strategically. If you use too much power, you risk alienating the other side and making them less likely to reach an agreement. On the other hand, if you use too little power, you may not be able to achieve your objectives. When using power strategically, it is important to consider the interests of the other side. You should try to understand their needs and goals and use your power to help them achieve those goals. This will help build trust and create a more cooperative atmosphere. It is also important to be aware of the power dynamics in the negotiation. If one side has more power than the other, it is important to use that power responsibly and not take advantage of the other side. Finally, it is important to be aware of the limits of power. Power can be a useful tool, but it is not a substitute for good communication and negotiation skills. It is important to use power strategically and in combination with other negotiation techniques to achieve the best possible outcome. Main idea number 10. Deadlines can be a powerful tool in negotiations. By setting a deadline, you can create a sense of urgency and motivate the other side to come to an agreement. Deadlines can also help you focus the conversation and keep the negotiation on track. When used strategically, deadlines can help you reach a successful outcome while still respecting the interests of the other side. When setting a deadline, it is important to consider the interests of the other side. If the deadline is too short, it may be seen as unreasonable and could lead to a breakdown in negotiations. On the other hand, if the deadline is too long, it may lead to a stalemate. It is important to find a balance between the two. It is also important to be flexible with deadlines. If the other side is not able to meet the deadline, it may be necessary to extend it. This can help to keep the negotiation moving forward and prevent it from becoming stuck. By using deadlines strategically, you can create a sense of urgency and focus the conversation. This can help you reach a successful outcome while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 11. Leverage is a powerful tool in negotiations. It can be used to increase the pressure on the other side to make concessions, or to create a sense of urgency that can help move the negotiation forward. However, it is important to use leverage strategically. If used too aggressively, it can backfire and create resentment or mistrust. When using leverage strategically, it is important to consider the interests of the other side. It is important to understand their needs and objectives, and to use leverage in a way that respects those interests. For example, if the other side is concerned about the cost of a deal, you may be able to use leverage to create a sense of urgency that will help them make a decision quickly, without sacrificing their interests. It is also important to consider the context of the negotiation. Leverage can be used in different ways depending on the situation. For example, if the other side is in a weak position, you may be able to use leverage to increase the pressure on them to make concessions. On the other hand, if the other side is in a strong position, you may need to use leverage to create a sense of urgency that will help move the negotiation forward. Using leverage strategically can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. By understanding the interests of the other side and considering the context of the negotiation, you can use leverage strategically to help you reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 12. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. They can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. Tactics can also be used to gain leverage in a negotiation, allowing you to get the best possible deal. When using negotiation tactics, it is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. It is important to be flexible and open to compromise. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can include using persuasive language, making concessions, and using creative problem-solving techniques. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can also include using nonverbal communication, such as body language, to convey your message. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. It is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiation tactics can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 13. Negotiation styles are an important part of negotiations. Different styles can be used to achieve different objectives, and it is important to understand the different styles and how they can be used to your advantage. There are four main negotiation styles: competitive, cooperative, accommodating, and compromising. The competitive style is used when one party is trying to get the best deal possible. This style is often used when one party has more power than the other. It involves making demands and trying to get the other party to agree to them. This style can be effective, but it can also lead to conflict and resentment. The cooperative style is used when both parties are trying to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This style involves listening to the other party and trying to understand their interests. It also involves making concessions and compromises in order to reach an agreement. This style is often used when both parties have equal power. The accommodating style is used when one party is willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. This style involves giving up something in order to get something else. This style is often used when one party has less power than the other. The compromising style is used when both parties are willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. This style involves both parties giving up something in order to get something else. This style is often used when both parties have equal power. Using negotiation styles can help you achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. It is important to understand the different styles and how they can be used to your advantage. By understanding the different styles, you can use them to your advantage and reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 14. Negotiation processes are a set of steps that can be used to reach an agreement between two or more parties. They involve understanding the interests of each side, developing strategies to address those interests, and then negotiating a mutually beneficial outcome. Negotiation processes can help ensure that all parties are heard and that their interests are taken into account. They can also help to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can lead to better outcomes. Negotiation processes can involve a variety of techniques, such as brainstorming, problem solving, and compromise. They can also involve the use of mediation or arbitration to help resolve disputes. Negotiation processes can be used to reach agreements on a wide range of issues, from business deals to international treaties. By using negotiation processes, parties can work together to find solutions that are beneficial to all involved. Negotiation processes can be used to help parties reach agreements that are fair and equitable. They can also help to ensure that all parties are heard and that their interests are taken into account. Negotiation processes can help to create an atmosphere of trust and respect, which can lead to better outcomes. By using negotiation processes, parties can work together to find solutions that are beneficial to all involved. Main idea number 15. Negotiation techniques are an important part of any negotiation. They can help you to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties, while still respecting the interests of the other side. Negotiation techniques can be used to identify the interests of both parties, to create a win-win situation, to manage the negotiation process, and to reach an agreement that is acceptable to both sides. One of the most important negotiation techniques is to identify the interests of both parties. This involves understanding the needs and wants of each side, and finding ways to meet those needs. It is important to remember that interests are not the same as positions. Positions are what each side wants, while interests are the underlying reasons why they want it. By understanding the interests of both sides, you can create a win-win situation where both sides get what they want. Another important negotiation technique is to manage the negotiation process. This involves setting ground rules, setting a timeline, and managing the discussion. It is important to ensure that the negotiation process is fair and that both sides have an equal opportunity to express their views. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is successful and that both sides are satisfied with the outcome. Finally, it is important to reach an agreement that is acceptable to both sides. This involves finding common ground and finding ways to bridge the gap between the two sides. It is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides, and that both sides should be willing to compromise in order to reach an agreement. Negotiation techniques are an important part of any negotiation. By using these techniques, you can ensure that the negotiation process is fair and that both sides get what they want. By understanding the interests of both sides, managing the negotiation process, and reaching an agreement that is acceptable to both sides, you can create a win-win situation and reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 16. Negotiation strategies are essential for successful negotiations. They provide a framework for understanding the interests of both parties and for finding mutually beneficial solutions. Negotiation strategies can help you identify areas of agreement and disagreement, and can help you craft a deal that meets the needs of both sides. Negotiation strategies can also help you manage the process of negotiation. They can help you set the agenda, manage the discussion, and ensure that all parties are heard. Negotiation strategies can also help you manage the emotions of the negotiation, and ensure that the process remains civil and productive. Negotiation strategies can also help you identify areas of potential compromise. They can help you identify areas where both sides can make concessions, and can help you craft a deal that is fair to both sides. Negotiation strategies can also help you identify areas where both sides can benefit, and can help you craft a deal that is beneficial to both sides. Negotiation strategies can also help you manage the risks of negotiation. They can help you identify areas where both sides may be vulnerable and can help you craft a deal that minimizes the risks for both sides. Negotiation strategies can also help you identify areas where both sides can benefit and can help you craft a deal that maximizes the benefits for both sides. Negotiation strategies are an important part of successful negotiations. They provide a framework for understanding the interests of both parties and for finding mutually beneficial solutions. By using negotiation strategies, you can ensure that the negotiation process is civil and productive, and that the deal you craft is fair and beneficial to both sides. Main idea number 17. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. They can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. Tactics can also be used to gain leverage in a negotiation, allowing you to get the best possible deal. When using negotiation tactics, it is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. It is important to be flexible and open to compromise. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can include using persuasive language, making concessions, and using creative problem-solving techniques. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can also include using nonverbal communication, such as body language, to convey your message. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. It is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiation tactics can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 18. Negotiation tools are an essential part of any successful negotiation. They can help you to identify and understand the interests of the other side, as well as your own. They can also help you to develop strategies and tactics to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiation tools can include a variety of techniques, such as brainstorming, problem solving, and game theory. They can also include tools such as the BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, and ZOPA, zone of possible agreement. Using negotiation tools can help you to create a win-win situation. By understanding the interests of the other side, you can develop strategies that will benefit both parties. This can help to create a more collaborative atmosphere, which can lead to a more successful negotiation. Additionally, negotiation tools can help you to identify areas of potential compromise and to develop strategies to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Negotiation tools can also help you to manage the negotiation process. They can help you to set realistic expectations, to manage the flow of information, and to keep the negotiation on track. Additionally, they can help you to identify areas of potential conflict and to develop strategies to resolve them. By using negotiation tools, you can ensure that the negotiation process is efficient and effective. Main idea number 19. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. They can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. Tactics can also be used to gain leverage in a negotiation, allowing you to get the best possible deal. When using negotiation tactics, it is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. It is important to be flexible and open to compromise. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can include using persuasive language, making concessions, and using creative problem-solving techniques. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can also include using nonverbal communication, such as body language, to convey your message. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. It is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiation tactics can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Main idea number 20. Negotiation tactics are an important part of negotiations. They can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. Tactics can also be used to gain leverage in a negotiation, allowing you to get the best possible deal. When using negotiation tactics, it is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. It is important to be flexible and open to compromise. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can include using persuasive language, making concessions, and using creative problem-solving techniques. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in good faith. Negotiation tactics can also include using nonverbal communication, such as body language, to convey your message. Negotiation tactics can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. It is important to remember that the goal is to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Negotiation tactics can help you to achieve your objectives while still respecting the interests of the other side. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.